Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is July 12, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Marqeta partners with Fitbank for Brazil expansion. Modern card issuing platform Marqeta has expanded into Brazil following a partnership with Latin American BaaS platform Fitbank and network certification with Visa. Defacto raises 167 million euros with Citi and Viola Credit. France-based fintech Defacto has announced a raise of 167 million euros with Citi and Viola Credit in order to improve its development process. EBANX partners with Nubank. Brazil-based fintech EBANX has announced its partnership with Nubank to launch a new alternative payment service for international purchases, NuPay. Ascenda expands its partnership with OCBC. Ascenda has announced the expansion of its partnership with Singapore-based bank OCBC in order to improve the latter's premium rewards offerings. Solaris raises 38 million euros in funding round. Embedded finance platform Solaris SE has announced the raise of its 38 million euros in Series F funding round to strengthen governance and compliance. Wallet Factory delivers customer loyalty platform for Yasno. Poland-based fintech Wallet Factory has implemented its customer loyalty platform for Ukraine-based energy supplier Yasno. Blackhawk Network and Recharge.com expand their collaboration. Global branded payments provider Blackhawk Network has expanded its collaboration with Netherlands-based payments company Recharge.com. Mesh Payments launches automated payment solution Procure Pay. US-based Mesh Payments has introduced Procure Pay, a new enterprise-grade payment solution that connects procurement, payment, and reconciliation processes. SafeXPay launches Asan Checkout, a one-click checkout solution. India-based payment and banking solutions provider SafeXPay has launched a one-click checkout in a bid to address card abandonment in e-commerce. Jim UEMOA joins Nexo Standards to augment cross-border payments in West Africa. Senegal-based Interbank Group Jim UEMOA has implemented ISO 20022 specifications with Nexo Standards to reduce the time to market of West African payment solutions. DPO Pay receives PSP approval from the Bank of Tanzania. Kenya-based digital payments provider DPO Pay has received approval to operate as a payment service provider from the Bank of Tanzania. Balance launches surcharge solution to ease credit card burdens for merchants. US-based B2B payment platform Balance has introduced its surcharge solution to enable suppliers to implement a surcharge fee for credit card transactions. CoinSniper integrates IdenFi's verification software. Lithuania-based fraud management service provider IdenFi has partnered with CoinSniper to improve the latter's KYC onboarding experience. Verif secures UKDIATF certification. Estonia-based identity verification provider Verif has secured certification against the UK government's Digital Identity and Attributes Trust Framework. RBI partners with ION to adopt its ISO 20022 solution. Trading, analytics, treasury, and risk management solutions provider ION has partnered with Raiffeisen Bank International, RBI, to implement its ISO 20022 solution. Kunji Finance integrates with GMX. India-based Kunji Finance has partnered with decentralized exchange GMX to improve the former's position as a decentralized asset management platform. Supreme Court rules in favor of Barclays over app reimbursement claim. Barclays Bank has overturned an appeals court ruling that rendered it potentially liable for a $700,000 authorized push payment scam against one of its customers. Evolve and BT join forces to take pain out of payment processing. Managed networks and IT provider Evolve today announces that it will now be able to support card transaction routing via BT Cardway. Emirates NBD reveals prize winners of Tap Pay Win Green campaign with Visa. Emirates NBD, a leading banking group in the MENAT, Middle East, North Africa and Turkey region, has announced the grand prize winners of its Tap Pay Win Green campaign, launched to incentivize customers to make payments digitally. Raiffeisen Bank International adopts ION package to meet ISO 20022 deadline. ION, a global leader in trading, analytics, treasury, and risk management solutions for capital markets, commodities, and treasury management, announces that Raiffeisen Bank International, RBI, has implemented ION's new ISO 20022 solution. Barclays Repo Hack 2023 seeks industry buy-in to reshape post-trade repos. Barclays today opened registrations for the Barclays Repo Hack 2023, an industry hackathon that will set market participants the challenge of building novel solutions for repo post-trade services. Transfic opens New York office. Transfic, the specialist provider of low-latency connectivity and workflow services for fixed income and derivatives markets, today announced the opening of its new office in New York, staffed by Sean Murphy, Bo Yun Liu and Kagai Nagdimov, who have joined the firm. Fainu on the ropes as banking license withdrawn. Shares in UK digital banking startup Fainu have plunged after the lender had its restricted banking license withdrawn in the face of challenging market conditions. ESMA seeks feedback on crypto market rules. The European Securities and Markets Authority, ESMA, the EU's financial markets regulator and supervisor, has published its first consultation package under the Markets in Crypto Assets Regulation and invites comments from stakeholders by the 20th of September 2023. NZ regulator consults on new rules for boosting operational and cyber resilience. The Financial Markets Authority, FMA, Te Mana Tai Hokuoko today released a consultation document on its proposal to introduce a new standard condition for certain financial market license holders. Understanding the rapidly evolving payment landscape to remain competitive. The evolution of consumer payment behaviors has increased the adoption of new payment technologies and solutions, including account-to-account transfers, A2A, digital wallets, and buy now, pay later, BNPL. GHL Systems Berhad partners with AFS. Payment solutions provider GHL Systems Berhad has partnered with fintech enabler Arab Financial Services, AFS, to process its merchant transactions in Thailand. Southwest Airlines taps most for in-flight retail. Southwest Airlines has tapped U.S.-based payment technology solutions company Most to power its in-flight retail experience. Evolve partners with BT. Managed networks and IT service provider Evolve has announced its partnership with BT to offer users card transaction routing via the latter's Cardway solution. EU Commission adopts a new strategy on Web 4.0 and virtual worlds. The EU Commission has adopted a new strategy on Web 4.0 and virtual worlds to ensure an open and inclusive digital environment for EU citizens. Pain of Eight moves into France. Pain of Eight, a provider of digital payment solutions, announces that its services are now available in France, thanks to a partnership with LACPS, La Centrale de Paiement Scurus, the first transaction broker in France. FCA chief warns banks of AI risks and big tech threat. FCA chief Nikhil Rati has urged banks to up their spending to combat the rise in AI and the threat of deep fake fraud. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.